There is never a shortage, it seems, of statistics and lists about public education in America. Everybody's measuring with the hope of improving the outcomes, making better students. One recent list showed the general quality of teacher training programs around the country. The National Council on Teacher Quality put out the list. It's the second of its kind. A few California teacher training programs made the list of nationally ranked programs. Humboldt State, for example, came out looking good. But no teacher training programs in Oregon made the national list. We turn for reaction to another organization working to improve schools, that is the Chalkboard Project in Oregon and its subsidiary effort, Teach Oregon, where Mary Catt is the director and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start with the simple stuff. What is the Chalkboard Project?
Well, Chalkboard Project is part of Foundations for Better Oregon and has support from many of the major foundations in Oregon. And they started a number of years back working with the Class Project, getting districts involved in working on a design to improve evaluation procedures for teachers, professional development, career pathways, and to look at some different types of compensation models. And from that foundation, 23 districts now are involved in those efforts, and it's changed some of the way we look at teacher evaluation in Oregon, most certainly, and professional development. And so out of that was born an idea about looking at teacher preparation programs. One thing we do know is the teacher, an effective teacher, is the most important factor in improving student achievement.
All right, so you were talking about the Class Project. Is that the one that 23 districts are now involved with?
Yes, yes. That's the one that has been a work of Chalkboards for some time and established the foundation for Teach Oregon.
And so how do those two things work together? So Class Oregon basically laid out the list of what you're trying to accomplish, and Teach Oregon is now the way to implement that?
No, actually, Class, well, they're very interwoven, Jeff, because Class was looking at evaluation and professional development and career pathways and compensation. And from that, we realized that part of the piece of the puzzle was also how we prepare teachers and getting a more effective teacher into the classroom. And so Teach Oregon came about as Chalkboard proposed another round of projects to bring people together. Actually, year, not this past year, but the prior year, they brought design teams together that were made up of school districts and university partners and got them to collaborate and put together some planned interventions for working with improving our teacher preparation efforts.
And I want to point out again that we've asked you for a reaction. This is not coming from you, this National Council on Teacher Quality report. But is the second of its kind. Have you had a chance to look at it, and do you have some sense for the general level of credibility of it?
Well, we have some concerns about how the data has been gathered for the NCTQ reports. Certainly there is a need for working on some improvement in our teacher preparation programs. But in terms of the involvement and response from our teacher preparation programs, we do have some concerns. And by the way, Oregon State did make the list. So there was a program in Oregon, secondary education teacher preparation in Oregon through Oregon State did make the list. I believe they were number 94. I'd have to go back and look at the list, but they did make it. And other programs put in material, but this is pretty much a paper review process. And so we do have some concerns about it. But again, we are making strides in improving and having strong conversations between school districts and universities about what needs to change and how we can continuously improve our programs. And believe me, there's commitment on both sides, both from the university partners who are involved in the projects and the school districts that are involved. And by the way, there are 8 universities, 4 community colleges, and 13 school districts involved in Teach Oregon.
We're talking to Mary Caddis, who's the director of Teach Oregon at the Chalkboard Project. We're talking about teacher training programs generally in response to this recent report from NCTQ, the National Council on Teacher Quality. And you can join us on the exchange as we talk about teacher training programs and ways to move ahead. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Mary, you just said it's a paper review, so basically they're just taking existing bits of data and collecting them into one report?
Yeah, they ask for responses and collect syllabi and use different documents to evaluate based on certain points. But, you know, we feel like a lot of the pioneering work that's been done by the collaboratives were certainly not considered. So we think it has to be looked at with a little bit of skepticism in terms of how deep it goes. And, you know, certainly we're proud of the work our teachers do, and but we do know, for example, we've been doing student teaching work experiences sometimes with a teacher who volunteered to take that student teacher into their classroom versus making sure that the teacher who takes the student into their classroom for training is well prepared, and that's part of our work in Teach Oregon, for example. We are doing training of our cooperating teachers so that they feel confident and adequately prepared to work with the teacher candidate in the classroom.
I want to point out, too, to our listeners, we'll make sure we provide links on Facebook late in the day directly to the NCTQ report so that you can look state by state, and you can look at California's, look at Oregon's, look at any state you like. One of the bigger issues that I found in here is that if you're looking for the university nearest you, and of course we are based on the campus at Southern Oregon University, it was one of several programs deemed data insufficient to rank. And then there were three private colleges that chose not to participate, not give any information. So it's not like there's a wealth of information here. A couple of really blind spots, it seems, in this report.
That's correct. And I think that that's why you see some private institutions saying, no, we're not even going to get involved until we see some changes in how the data is collected and how the process is laid out.
Let's take a call. We have Paul and Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Mary Caddis at Teach Oregon at the Chalkboard Project.
Mary, I got to say, I absolutely agree with you. I see this happening in my own field. The measurement tail is wagging the dog.
Yeah, I think that you know, certainly we want to be accountable and we want to look at our programs, but our efforts at Chalkboard are around continuous improvement, not we don't want to point fingers. And I think that one of the things I've talked about a lot, Paul, too, is reciprocal accountability, and that is there's accountability on both sides. For example, when we're training teachers, we need districts to tell programs how their graduates are doing, and we need that cross-collaboration in accountability for programs that are preparing teachers to give school districts a clear picture of how their teacher candidate is prepared. So it cuts both ways, and I think that's where we get an effective relationship.
Absolutely. I do think that we need to throw most of these measurement tools out across the board, Jeff.
Why so?
Because what we're doing is we're creating a situation where we have a check-the-box kind of program. A desk mm-hmm. audit is never a proper review of what's going on. And time and time and time again, instead of administrators seeing what's going on in the field, they're using this kind of check-the-box desk audit program to measure quality, and it has nothing to do with quality. They have nothing to do with quality. They have to do with checking the boxes, and what it does is it drives the entire corporate culture of whatever organization it is to check the box as opposed to doing their job.
Fair enough. Okay, so we're talking paper review and desk audit, and thanks for introducing that term, Paul. So very similar to what you had said, Mary, where you're just looking at numbers on data sheets and not really examining. I mean, I assume that nobody from NCTQ came to Oregon and looked directly at the programs.
Not that I'm aware of, and certainly, you know, we would have welcomed them to come visit some of the programs and see some of the new things that are going on, particularly with the Teach Oregon University projects, collaboratives.
Now, most of the Teach Oregon projects I see are in the generally in the Willamette Valley and Central Oregon. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, groups were invited to apply for funding through Chalkboard, and there were teams that wrote the design application, and Chalkboard was interested in funding three projects, and they funded Portland Metro Teaching and Learning, Salem-Keizer Collaborative, and then the Springfield Program. And then shortly after the applications were received a year ago, right now, House Bill 3233, which is the Network for Quality Teaching and Learning bill, looked at two of the applications that at that point Chalkboard said were strong applications, and that was the PAC application, which is the more rural districts out in the Willamette Valley, Tillamook, Newburgh, Sherwood, and Woodburn, who were in partnership with George Fox Pacific, Shemeketa Community College, and Tillamook Bay Community College. And then Central Oregon, which is Bend, Lapine, Crook County, and Sisters, who were in partnership with the High Desert ESD and OSU Cascades, as well as Central Oregon Community College. And the state then said, well, we're interested in funding these two because they're good, strong, collaborative networks, and we want to see how this works and how this moves effective teaching forward. And so two of the projects are funded through the House Bill 3233 resources. But all five projects are overseen by Chalkboard as far as technical assistance goes and coaching, providing research to them as they move forward, and then also doing a third-party evaluation, which is being done by Echo Northwest out of Portland.
Mary Catt is again our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the director of Teach Oregon at the Chalkboard Project. We're talking about ways to improve the process of training teachers in the state of Oregon. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 around the region in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Is there any one thing that is perceived as being the major place to focus the efforts to improve the training of teachers, or at least the selection of teachers to begin the training process? Because I noticed there is a fair amount of attention given in the Teach Oregon logic model to recruiting and selection.
Yeah, there is, and recruitment selection is one aspect that we're looking at, and one of our big pushes there, Jeff, is to look at cultural diversity. One thing we know about teachers in Oregon is that our teachers don't mirror our students. In other words, we've got about a third of our students who are culturally diverse, and only about 8%, I think it's 8.3% of our teachers who are culturally diverse. And so that's one piece that we're looking at very closely. And one thing we know about recruitment is if we recruit from within our communities, in other words, grow our own teachers, and that's a major effort within the project, that those are culturally diverse teachers or teachers in general who stay within those communities. They have an allegiance to those communities. And so part of our effort is recruiting and even going back as early as middle school and high school and looking at programs to encourage young, high-quality students to look at teaching as a career. And we're doing that through a research-based curriculum that was developed back in South Carolina in our middle schools, and then also putting in teacher cadet programs in our participating high schools so that we can get a better pipeline, particularly in respect to our culturally diverse students who we want to encourage to look at teaching as a career, so we can change that demographic in Oregon.
I noticed that part of the Teach Oregon Logic model, the idea of grow your own, and it says MSHS recruiting, middle school and high school recruiting. So it really is a case of picking out the kids who really know what they're doing academically and suggesting to them that, hey, you might consider doing this yourself as a teacher.
Right, and giving them some opportunity. You know, we always talk with kids about pre-med. You know, if you're thinking about going into the health professions, make sure in high school you take biology, physiology. But we don't talk to kids at that level about if you want to prepare to become a teacher, what might that look like? And one aspect of the governor's program is dual credit at the high schools. And so what we're doing now is putting in some dual credit coursework at the high school level that will, through agreements with our community colleges, that in fact will give them a taste of intro to education courses, for example, or human development courses that they can take to get a taste and prepare. Also some opportunities for experiences in tutoring and teaching and after-school programs and so on. Another important aspect too, Jeff, is we have a whole cadre of instructional assistants, many of whom are culturally diverse, working in our school system in Oregon, who just don't have the financial resources and haven't had the mentoring and advisement support. Many of them would be first generation college students. Some do have their associate's degree or their bachelor's degree, but there's a much shorter range approach we can take to building our teacher workforce by looking at those folks and giving them the support and help that they need to finish their teaching license programs.
Well, I had a question here about what the barriers are to getting a more diverse teaching workforce, and I just wrote a dollar sign next to that question because that's certainly one part of it.
Right, and one of the aspects of our project is looking for financial support. We've got some models that are being tried out that they're called pay it forward models, where districts are actually investing in, getting, for example, our instructional assistants on that career pathway to teaching. They've got wonderful experience in the classroom with kids. We just need to have them prepared to take over that role of teacher and get their degree and their license. So there's a lot of experimenting going on. The other is the commitment of the teacher who gets the assistance, and so several of the projects are looking at models where they will assist the teacher going through their preparation program, but then having the teacher sign a commitment to return to the district and stay there for a set amount of time.
Just in general, is this a hard time to convince people to consider teaching as a career, given the fact that there's constant criticism of public education and a lot said about teacher pay and long teacher hours? All that sort of thing. I mean, for a lot of people, just getting the summer off would not be interesting enough. But, I mean, is this a time in history when people are not necessarily flocking to teacher training?
That's correct. The numbers in teacher preparation programs have dropped in recent years. Now we're seeing some of them build back up a little bit. But there are some concerns. As a matter of fact, there was a poll, a study just put out by Third Way, where they went in and asked college students, would you consider going into teaching? And the millennial student today sees some definite issues that study showed with considering teaching. One is mobility and pension systems, so that, you know, if you don't have the ability to move your retirement from state to state, because most of them are defined contribution models, and so it's hard to have the mobility that the millennial wants. And of course, if they're married, their spouse may be more mobile, and it doesn't allow them if they go into teaching. And then part of it is teaching was once seen as a secure profession, and in recent years with reductions, it doesn't look quite as secure as maybe it was once thought. And then I think also some of the media has caused some concern for young folks looking at careers.
Because of the knowledge of what, as you just pointed out, a lot of different things being said about teachers, and you know, there are some challenges to tenure and things like that as well.
Correct, correct. And so all of that getting played out in the media makes the young adult look at it and say, is that really something I want to get into?
So to flip this whole concept, though, of teacher recruitment and selection around, though, I mean, is there a way to determine before somebody gets too far into training that they're really not cut out to be a teacher?
Yes, there is, Jeff. I mean, I think given the early opportunities, like I mentioned in high school, for them to experience have teaching experiences and be able to see, is this something I really enjoy? Because you have to enjoy teaching. It's a very satisfying profession, and you know you're making a difference for young people. But it's hard work, and it's complex work, and it's demanding work. And I think it's important for folks to go into careers in teaching with their eyes wide open. And I think that's what happens when we're able to give early experiences and to get people into the classroom sooner. And also, part of the project work is longer experiences in the classroom in environments that are prepared to receive young teachers or teacher candidates.
So it sounds like from the overall picture you're giving us that there's certainly some work ahead. It sounds like you're fairly optimistic about it, though.
I'm optimistic about it, and I think that right now we have a wonderful window of opportunity in Oregon through the work and investments through OEIB and the work of Chalkboard and the innovative work of these teams who, if you could watch them in action, they are absolutely committed to improving this picture and to advancing our teacher preparation programs. And it's encouraging and it's exciting to be part of the process.
We are talking to Mary Caddis, who's the director of Teach Oregon at the Chalkboard Project. We began talking about the National Council on Teacher Quality view of teacher training programs across the country, which found none top-ranked nationally in Oregon, and talking about some responses there in getting teacher training up to snuff. Mary Caddis, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
You are so welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That'll do it for this hour of The Exchange. Coming up in hour number two, we'll really shift gears and go recreational and put on the mask, fins, and snorkel, the title of Rich Schieber's book about Maui's best snorkeling. Coming up.